Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
I was lost, but now it's found.
We were Googling the wrong thing, man. We were Googling the wrong thing. So the sensual calendar that Burt is referring to that I did at my previous morning show, I did not go by Kristen Klingshern. I went by Kentucky Kristen. So you have to Google Kentucky Kristen calendar. And if you do, the cover will pop up.
But here we go. I have the YouTube clip right here.
Well, don't hit the YouTube.
Oh, God.
Go ahead and just Google Kentucky Kristen calendar.
I'm a little worried.
And you'll see the one with the me holding the pie and then the cover.
Did you hear Bert?
He goes, damn, bro.
Yeah, I mean, just the,
like you said that out loud.
Yeah, the transition is really alarming.
Hey, this is way better than your breastfeeding photos, right?
Okay.
Now, if you want it, there was somebody on the internet who kindly took multiple photos and put it into a YouTube video with some really raunchy saxophone music. So if you would like to watch that, you can. So there was a different theme for every month. There's me crawling on the ground like I'm a tigress. There's me in just a sweater.
Oh, I like this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's the other one of me on the bearskin rug. Then there's one of me eating an ice cream cone.
I feel uncomfortable looking at this one.
The ice cream cone? The pie, me holding a pie.
I think our next bet payoff, if you lose, is you have to recreate all these now.
Oh, that's me acting like a little, that was for the 4th of July, the red bra and the camo pants.
Very patriotic.
Yes.
Your brother would be proud.
Oh, that one was for Christmas. Oh, that was actually the white jacket that you borrowed for the Pride Parade.
I wore that.
You did. I forgot I got it for that photo shoot.
Yeah.
Me in just a Carolina Hurricanes jersey. And another picture of me with the pie. So there you go.
Things we can never do in radio now, man. Those days are long gone. What year was that?
That was in 2010.
Yeah.
So that was a whopping 14 years ago.
Those days are over.
Never say never.
Okay. You're keeping the door open. All right, Abby, let's talk about your podcast, Breakup Breakdown, because cruel breakups are happening right now.
Yeah, I want to know what the cruelest thing an ex did to you after the breakup was actually over, because I honestly didn't think it could get worse when this woman had her fiancé break up with her on her wedding day. So this is from the latest episode of my podcast, The Breakup Breakdown. Legally, I have to tell you it's on the Pioneer Network, which Bert owns.
Hi.
And this woman was with this guy for 10 years. They got together in college, started out kind of casual, you know, started to get a little bit more serious. And then she ends up moving her life to be with him in another city. And they do the whole white picket fence thing. They get a house and a dog together, and he pops the question, and he gets this beautiful vintage engagement ring, which is exactly what she wanted. He went to her Pinterest and he found the exact design, and everything's looking like it's going to be great. So throughout the relationship, she kind of noticed a couple red flags. Like, he was talking to some girls and they had a conversation about it, and then they moved on past it. Well, then the day of the wedding finally comes. It's actually the week of the wedding. They were going to do a courthouse wedding because she said he's a little bit nervous about doing the big wedding. This will take some of the pressure off. And then later in the week, they're going to go up to Manhattan and have like a big wedding with everybody in their family. So the day of their courthouse wedding comes, and she's in the bathroom. Her hair is done. Her makeup is done. Her nails are done. Her outfit is on. And he walks into the bathroom. He's like, yeah, I can't do this. Like, we're not getting married.
Wow.
So she has to call her entire family that's flown up to Manhattan to be like, hey, by the way, this wedding isn't happening. And so if that's not bad enough, she has to go to the wedding by herself with just her side of the family. And then a couple months pass and she starts getting calls from her ex. So, of course, she misses him. She spent 10 years of her life with him. Of course, she's going to answer. So she answers the first call. It's like in the fall, so it's football season. And all she hears is like women on the other side of the line. And it sounds like they're at like a football game or something because it was Saturday, SEC football, all that. So she hangs up. She's like, I'm sure it was a butt dial or whatever. A couple minutes later, gets another call from him. Same thing. Women on the other line, football game. And so she hangs up. And that happens three more times. So he, quote unquote, butt dials her. Okay. To make sure she knows that he's with other women. And then the final straw for her was a couple of months later, on the week of her birthday, she gets another call from him. She's like, what is this B1 again? And he calls her and puts her on speakerphone while he's ending a first date. And it's so obviously canned.
Oh, damn.
Like, oh, of course, I'm so happy we finally got to hang out. Of course I would pay for the first date. And all of
What's wrong with this dude?
Right? I'm like, you broke up with her. Mm-hmm. Why continue to punish her after you've already made her attend her wedding by herself and pretty much throw away like all of her 20s? Like,
total narcissist.
Total narcissist. Uh-huh.
Why she, I mean, please tell me after that she blocked him.
I don't know if she did. Because this wasn't that long ago. Like, this happened like a month or two ago. So she's now restarting her life up in a new city.
Mm-hmm.
But it, to me, I was just sitting there. I'm like, what did I miss throughout this entire story that made this guy want to punish you after he had already done the worst thing you could do to a person and cancel on your wedding day?
Right.
So there's some people that are just, they have no sense of decency. And so, it's hard for us. We have empathy and compassion, so it's hard for us to wrap our minds around it. But some people are just that mean and that diabolical, and you never had to have done. It's like the people who bullied you in high school. There was no rhyme or reason. You didn't do anything. There's just mean people out there that exist, and that sucks.
They're just messed up. And then you need to go to therapy.
You're on The Burt Show.